Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And part of what has made America the greatest nation on God's green earth is what people call the American dream. A distinguished scholar at AEI, American Enterprise Institute, and a former aide to Senator Mike Lee and with the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. It's a guy named Scott Winship who says, yeah, the American dream still exists, still thrives. The dual promise of the American dream and why it's worth defending is a new paper that he has just published. It's appeared in National Review and at the AEI, at the American Enterprise Institute. Dr. Winship, a great honor to speak to you and congratulations on your contribution.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, first of all, the dual promise. What most people think about when they think about the American dream has to do with the notion that the nation is constantly moving forward, moving up, and that the ability to dream that your children will do even better than you have is just inherent to our identity. And the second half of the American dream in the dual promise?
Yeah, so I look at it two ways. As you said, you know, I think everybody wants to end up better off than their parents. We tend to focus too much, I think, on being better off in economic terms rather than social terms. And I think, you know, those are two very different things. But then the second piece of it is, you know, can you achieve your aspirations? Can you transcend your origins? If the son of a security guard, you know, aspired to be a lawyer, but ended up kind of having his dreams thwarted and ends up being a security guard too, better paid. That's, you know, that's not nothing. But it's not the only thing either, right? So we do care about people being able to break through and rise from the bottom, out of the bottom. We care if they start in the middle, if they don't fall to the bottom. And so that's the second piece of it.
And in terms of America and the ability to rise, one of the things you talk about is there are a series of mistakes and sometimes open distortions that are perpetrated by both the left and the right concerning the ability of Americans to transcend their backgrounds and the ability to, in fact, advance beyond what your parents achieved. What do people get wrong?
Yeah, so I think the big part of the story that people get wrong is this question of, in economic terms, are we better off than our parents were? You know, if you look at anything from hourly wages to family or household incomes, those are higher than they've ever been. If you look at poverty, whether that's adult poverty or child poverty, that's actually lower than it's ever been. The rate at which our economic position has improved has slowed. There was a time, you know, immediately after World War II where there was just fantastic economic growth, the likes of which we may never see again. But it's still the case that we continue to be better off, just at a slower rate. I think where we tend to underfocus, and this is changing slowly, but is in the area of social decline. You know, if you, I think the most obvious thing that people look at out there is just the number of kids who grow up with both their parents, you know, which has been declining for decades. But it's actually true across a wide range of indicators of the health of our social lives. You know, the things that we do together, the organizations and institutions that we're a part of, things like religious attendance and affiliation, even the amount of time we spend with our neighbors and our coworkers, you know, those are all steadily down over the course of, say, 50 years or so. So that's a real blind spot. And when we do focus on it, we tend to blame the sort of failing economy for it. And that's just a misattribution as well. A lot of these problems are because we're wealthy enough that we actually don't need each other as much as we used to in the past. And it's created these other problems that we have to be aware of.
So when you talk about these other problems that we have to be aware of, if you're not saying that they are dependent upon the economy, what does the fact that people, you're suggesting that in a sense we're trapped in our own success because people don't need each other as much. The bonds that connect people in communally are less durable and applicable.
Yeah, I think that's right. So, you know, for instance, there was a time where, single parenthood was just not a viable option. And I don't mean to speak lightly of single parenthood. I've been a single parent myself. But single parenthood, the fact that 40% of kids are born to single parents these days, that's only possible when society is rich enough to have a safety net that will support single parent families. It's only possible when a lot of women, middle class women, upper middle class women can afford to raise kids alone. The fact that women have so many opportunities today that they didn't have in the past is a great thing, but it has produced or has contributed to some of these things like greater single parenthood, and that may be all well and fine for folks in the middle class or the upper middle class, but it's really been a disaster, I think, for poor kids who, you know, just don't have two sets of eyes on them. They don't have the incomes of two parents. They, you know, don't necessarily have role models if they're boys, for instance. Girls need male role models as well. So it's created a whole set of problems that has translated into lower upward mobility, that second piece that I started with, being able to transcend your origins. So in a lot of ways, it's these social problems that don't necessarily have causes that are about the economy doing worse, that aren't about trade, for instance, or whatever other sort of pet economic problems people have. They're more facts of a relatively rich society that has failed to solve the problem of poor kids having too low a chance of making it out of poverty themselves as adults.
So what if the results or the essential element in these social factors that you talk about, which is the 40% of kids who were born outside of marriage, the obvious fact that most Americans are very aware that even though, as I'm sure you know, the 50% divorce rate is exaggerated and probably not an accurate statistical artifact, the fact that we have divorce surrounding us and that people are disconnected, what kinds of changes would be necessary, either politically or economically or socially or religiously, to strengthen that aspect of the American dream, the aspect that indicates that you are free to move up the ladder as much as your hard work and ability will take you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of this, I think, you know, it does have to sort of be work done in civil society. You know, that's not necessarily the federal government that's sort of pushing policy levers. But that said, I do think there are things that government and even the federal government could do. We have a lot of programs that include marriage disincentives in our safety net. We could reform those to encourage marriage. We could do more.
Let us come back to that, because that is a crucial question. I'm talking about the American dream and its dual promise with Scott Winship of American Enterprise Institute. We'll be right back with Dr. Winship.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, joined for a few minutes more by Dr. Scott Winship, who is a senior fellow and director of poverty studies at the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, where he researches social mobility and the causes and effects of poverty. His new piece, The Dual Promise of the American Dream and Why It's Worth Defending, is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When you talk about the aspect, and again, that one of the problems we have is that most people believe that things have gotten worse in terms of poverty in the United States, that there are more and more people in the middle class who have fallen into poverty, and people see the evidence of homeless encampments in every major city. When that is the case, and you're talking about the idea that the American dream really is still alive for people to move forward and to engage in the social mobility that's always been the pride of our country, very specifically, what is the most important priority in terms of sustaining that mobility as an option for Americans?
Yeah, it's a great question. For me, if we want to help more poor kids rise out of the bottom, which I think we all should, we've got to grapple with the fact that kids from different backgrounds start kindergarten with very unequal school readiness. And so, you know, if problems are showing up that early, then it strikes me that we need to really think hard about early childhood and ways to help parents who want the best for their kids, but maybe don't have the skills to provide it. In other cases, parents are just not creating nurturing communities for their kids. But I think most parents want what's best for their kids. So I've proposed in the past, for instance, creating an office of opportunity in the White House that would fund a bunch of local experiments, and would do so knowing that a lot of what government tries to do doesn't end up working, but trying to find the 1 in 20 ideas, approaches that actually does lead to success and is something that can be replicated in other places. I think we need to reform our safety net programs so that they get rid of the disincentives to things like saving and investing in your own skills, and that disincentivize marriage, that disincentivize work. There's a lot that could be done there for sure as well. We talked before the break about trying to increase marriage. I think there's a number of ways policies can do that. So it's really got to be, we've got to dedicate ourselves to the goal wholeheartedly, I think, and then just throw a bunch of different policy ideas at it.
Okay, well, one of the things that you probably have taken a look at this new Pew Research Center study of parenthood. When people are asked about their aspirations for their children, and this was a stunner to me. It shows that about 4 in 10 say it is either extremely or very important to them that their children earn a college degree. I would have thought it would be higher than 4 in 10, and it is for different ethnic groups. 70% of Asian parents say it's extremely or very important to them. 57% of Hispanic parents, 51% of Black parents. But the outlier here is the white parents. Only 29% of white parents say it's extremely or very important that their kids should earn a college degree. Do you have some explanation or interpretation of what that signifies and why that difference would be so stark?
I don't. It was a surprising result to me as well. It's the kind of thing you'd sort of want to see other surveys find the same thing, before I think weighing too much on just the one survey. But, it does go to show, I think sometimes we tend to look at issues of poverty and opportunity and upward mobility through a racial lens sometimes. And, there is a lot of sort of white poverty, white disadvantage that's out there. You think of Appalachia, you think of the opioid crisis, which has really hurt a lot of white rural families in particular. So it really is an issue that I think crosses racial categories, and where we could do a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds a lot of good if we just choose to elevate increasing upward mobility through reviving social life in a healthy way, That should be a goal that should be bipartisan. We can sort of argue about left and right solutions after that, but if we made it a primary goal, I think we could make a lot of progress.
Now, when you talk about institutions and local institutions, this is another thing that has been very striking in a whole series of studies recently, that at least according to the Gallup organization, for the first time ever, under 50% of adults today are affiliated with a church, synagogue, or mosque. Is that part of the fraying, and is there anything that government could do without violating the Establishment of Religion clauses of the First Amendment?
Yeah, those are really important questions. So whether it's part of the fraying of the social fabric, I think absolutely. There's good research out there. Perhaps unsurprisingly, religious people tend to be very involved in terms of giving their time and their money to their own religious community and congregation. But it also turns out that that the biggest contributors to secular voluntarism are religious people. And so, you know, when religiosity declines, it has a much bigger impact just on sort of what's happening in churches or congregations. It's a societal impact. What can government do? You know, it is very tricky there, but I think a very obvious thing to do would be to try to make it easier for federal funds and federal programs to be administered through religious organizations. That was something that was experimented with a bit in George W. Bush's presidency, kind of before 9/11 happened. I think it's something we should take another look at because it's, you know, any program is going to be more effective if it's run by folks who are at the local level who know their congregants, and we ought to just make it easier for those folks to be at the steering wheel.
So, and not everything relies on the federal government. What a concept. Scott Winship, thank you for joining us. His piece about the dual nature of the American dream and why it's essential to defend it. That's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, Boris Johnson is in the United States. And he had something important to say to his fellow Americans. Why do I say fellow Americans? He's actually born in New York. Bet you didn't know that, but Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous mallet-making media machine.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris says the country mourns with the parents of Tyre Nichols. Harris traveled to Memphis to attend Nichols' funeral today. The vice president said the violent act that led to his death was not in the pursuit of public safety. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with Memphis police officers. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meeting this afternoon to discuss the debt ceiling. On the way in, McCarthy told reporters he has a plan.
I got a big plan. The first question is, does the president want to continue reckless spending or find a way that we can be responsible, sit down, and find common ground where we put ourselves on a path to budget, make a balanced budget?
With the debt limit reached, Congress must act to raise it to avoid default. Interest rates going up again. The Federal Reserve raising the rates by a quarter percentage point. In an effort to get inflation under control, the central bank has been aggressively raising rates over the last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, won't even cost you 2 cents. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for the banner for the summit. That is the summit, technology summit. It's a global investor summit for our crowd. This is an annual event. There are already 7,000 registered participants in person, but you can also participate by getting information and hooking up online. A look at the Summit Week events that are occurring February 12th to the 17th. You can register now and check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for our crowd for the Global Technology Investor Summit. It's a great opportunity. This email came in from John in SeaTac. He wanted to comment on what we were talking about before with columnist E.J. Dion about universal voting, basically following the example of Australia. And there are actually 24 countries around the world where voting is mandatory, where they basically... And what they do in Australia is they assess it's now $20 that if you want to pay $20, you have no requirement to vote. And by the way, it's also very easy to get out of voting without paying that kind of bill, because one of the things they do is they say that if you have an excuse for why you didn't submit your ballot, you were sick that day, or you were out of the country, or you had an emergency at work, that's always permissible, so you get out of paying the $20 fee. But John in SeaTac, Washington, writes, universal voting seems to put the emphasis on the wrong thing. I'm not encouraged by getting the unmotivated, ignorant, and naive voters more involved. Seems that they would be easily manipulated. Instead, let's increase participation by working toward a more knowledgeable electorate who would be motivated because they actually care and have an understanding of what may actually work and care about the consequences of poor lawmaking. People who might actually remember the promises and outcomes of ill-conceived ideas. Democracy is not stronger just because we have a whole bunch of people with the ability to check a box. I think that's entirely true. However, there's another problem that we didn't speak about at all, and I think it's really part of the American perspective, is right now we have too many elections. I mean, famously it's been the case in Israel because they have a parliamentary system. And in Israel, they've had five national elections to choose a whole new government, a whole new, and because it's a parliamentary election, you're voting the same time for your representation in the Knesset, in their Congress, as you are voting for the prime minister. You can't split your ticket. You're voting for one party or another. And they get very big participation. But it is a bad and unhealthy thing to have elections all the time. And we have that in the United States because we have our elections separately for local elections, for statewide elections, and for federal elections. And particularly the turnout for local elections almost everywhere is really sad. And it is pathetic because there are so many people who feel they can't inform themselves as to who the candidates are for the county board of assessment or for the water district or for the boards of education in various places. It's just too much. And I think that part of the argument in behalf of the universal voting is that if people believe that it's an obligation, that it's a requirement, that you have to fill it out like you need to get a driver's license, at least you'll be a little bit more motivated to find out what's going on with that plethora of elections we have. It's also one of those things where when they created a situation, in particularly in West Coast states during the Progressive Era, where they had elections on propositions that would be put up to the public, and you would vote on different elements. The ballots are so long, I think that discourages people. And frankly, rather than advancing the cause of a democratic republic, I think part of the idea that people, voters, are going to decide all of these different and sometimes very complicated and confusing ballot propositions, and it's not something that makes people more eager or excited to participate in the democratic process for the most part. But that question about getting more educated electorate, it's a very important question. And it goes to the point that they're talking now about making the citizenship test easier. But even with the citizenship test being made easier and with less demanding questions, the people who become naturalized citizens who take that test, clearly the fact that they take it prepares them better with more knowledge of our history and our system of government and the way American civics works than for many native-born Americans. Speaking of native-born Americans, I mentioned that Boris Johnson, who's in the United States, he spoke with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about Ukraine. And then he went on Fox News, and the former prime minister spoke, I think persuasively, as he usually does, about how important it is to continue support for Ukraine from America, from the United Kingdom, from Germany, and from the West, or the rest of the West. This is Prime Minister Boris Johnson, clip 9.
This is the moment to double down on our support. Give them what they need, whether it's the tanks or the long-range artillery fires. They need to kick Putin out of the whole of the territory. And I know how people in America have done an incredible job. The faster Putin gets out of Ukraine, the quicker we return to stability, and the more powerful the message we send to people like China, the West, America, the UK, the West will not tolerate aggressive attempts to change borders by force. So,
you know, you wrote in an op-ed about Putin paved the way for Ukrainian entrance into NATO, and you write, instead of properly punishing him, Putin, we responded with a policy of craven appeasement. Ukrainians should be given everything they need to finish this war as quickly as possible. You think there is any lack of will? Do you sense that? You were just up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, so I just talked to Lindsey Graham, I talked to Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, loads of others. You know, I find there's a massive amount of bipartisan support. And look, I want to pay tribute to the Biden administration. What they did, what Joe did, what Joe Biden did, what all his people did in very difficult circumstances was they stepped up to the plate and they gave Ukraine what it needed. What I think we all need to do now is go further and save time, save money, save lives, and give the Ukrainians what they need.
That's Boris Johnson, former British Prime Minister. Another foreign policy issue was brought to the front by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was visiting Israel, and he actually took what I was surprised to hear him take, which was to talk a little bit about the shortcomings, to put it mildly, of the Palestinian Authority. While he was speaking with Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, who's the president of the Palestinian Authority. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, breaking news. Today, as scheduled, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency, met with President Biden. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, isn't that, got to get used to saying it. I mean, it's been so many years, it seems, that we've had Speaker Nancy Pelosi. No, this is Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He met with Joe Biden. And he said, I think our first meeting was a good meeting. Now, apparently they used to have breakfast all the time when McCarthy was in the House and Biden was in the Senate. So it's not their first meeting. They know each other. But he told reporters at the White House after the meeting concluded, they're talking, of course, about raising the debt ceiling and what is necessary to protect the economy from some truly terrible developments. And he said, we promised we would continue the conversation. I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground. We want to make sure to do this in a responsible, reasonable way, Speaker McCarthy said, acknowledging that both he and Biden had very different perspectives on the issue. We will be talking again. McCarthy declined to elaborate on his terms for an agreement with the reporters who asked for him to do what McCarthy has been, I think, smartly unwilling to do, which is to identify specific areas where he wants to see cuts in federal spending. I'm not going to negotiate this in the press, he said. The one thing, and this is a point that Mark Thiessen makes in his column and that is truly obvious. They should not be making cuts or even threatening cuts in Social Security and Medicare in this context. I mean, if you watch what's going on in France right now, and their change is necessary. They have retirement age. You got your government pension at age 62. And given the fact that people, yes, in France as well as the United States, are now living generally into their 80s, the idea of paying for the same retirement date of age 62 The obvious way that, and I believe that this is going to happen, is they are going to, not for people who are immediately facing retirement, because if you've been working all your life planning to retire here in the United States at age 65 or 67 to get higher benefits, it's wrong to change the rules on you when you've been paying in that whole time. But generally, the idea that, as the French seem to feel with their mass demonstrations, the changing the retirement age from 62 to 64 is somehow a crime and it's a depredation and you can't have that go forward. Other than changing retirement ages and dates and restructuring the Social Security system, there's not going to be any changes in Medicare or Social Security that are going to come out of these negotiations with President Biden and Kevin McCarthy. What may be necessary is be to postpone or cut back some of the tremendous increases in spending that were authorized in the first part of the Biden administration. And yes, that's going to be politically difficult for President Biden to acknowledge, but that kind of change, one can only hope, will bring more balance to the whole process. Speaking of bringing balance, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was in the Middle East, and he not only met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and apparently their meeting was cordial and constructive, but he also met with Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, who, as we always point out, is getting into his 14th year of the four-year term that he was elected to fulfill. In any event, this was Secretary Blinken speaking about the way his trip to Israel and the Middle East seemed to go.
We look to both sides to unequivocally condemn any acts of violence, regardless of the victim or the perpetrator. We talked about the importance of the Palestinian Authority itself, continuing to improve its governance and accountability, strengthening the institutions of the PA. That too will improve the lives of the Palestinian people and also lay the groundwork for a democratic Palestinian state. This is a challenging time. I appreciate the President's determination to try to work through it in a responsible way that looks out for the lives of everyone, Palestinians and Israelis alike. That's what's at stake in this moment, and it's important that we all work together, but particularly Palestinians and Israelis work together, as I said in the first instance, to de-escalate, to reduce the tensions, and then to build from there.
Okay, Ed, the one thing that he, of course, sort of nudged toward, but didn't say explicitly there, was that in the recent attack on a synagogue on a Friday night, it was just last Friday night, where seven people were killed and five were seriously injured by a gunman who was just firing at people when they were coming out of services. That was actually celebrated as we talked about earlier this week. There were honking of horns and people coming in the streets and applauding. And one of the traditions they have is the idea that this terrorist who died in the process was able to kill seven people. That led people to give out candies because the death of Jewish people seemed so sweet. That is not an attitude that is going to lend itself to successful negotiations or to the creation of a Palestinian state. And this is one of those areas where smart Palestinian spokespeople, and there are such individuals, will always acknowledge that the example of Israel is very relevant to the Palestinians. Why? Is because before Israel was recognized as an independent state, it was already functioning as one. They had built up the institutions and the democratic governance that later could be transferred easily into an independent state in 1948 in May. That's a lesson that bears repeating. Speaking about other lessons, one lesson for Jennifer Lopez is if you can mix romantic comedy with thriller action, well, maybe you get Shotgun Wedding. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jennifer Lopez and her on-screen fiancé, Josh Duhamel, stage a lavish wedding on a Philippine island, but a gang of ruthless pirates take all their guests as hostages in a dangerous but comic blackmail scheme in Shotgun Wedding, now streaming on Prime Video.
There were pirates, and they took everybody hostage. Here's the plan. We're going to head to the next island for help.
This weekend hasn't exactly gone to plan.
Pirates chasing you wasn't on your vision board.
Her fans will be glad to see that Jennifer Lopez looks terrific, and she can be a gifted comedienne. But the plot is so preposterous that supporting roles for Lenny Kravitz, Jennifer Coolidge, Sonia Braga, and Cheech Marin all get swallowed up in a tidal wave of violent and slapstick stupidity. Two stars for the R-rated and only occasionally adequate Shotgun Wedding. And on the Michael Medved show, it's not a shotgun wedding, but it may be a marriage of convenience, as they say. The Republican Party is talking about rebranding itself, at least many people in the party are, not as a party of business, not as a party of free enterprise, not as a party of the free market, but as a working class party, focusing on the needs and frustrations of American workers. This at a time, by the way, where union membership is dropped to an all-time low as a percentage of the working class population. But can the GOP, should the GOP become a working class party? Tomorrow on the Medved Show, we're also talking about more states that are offering, or at least pondering the offer of free universal lunch. And then an amazing statistic that claims that though 9 out of 10 adults think they are financially responsible, 35% of them still rely on parents to pay bills. We'll talk about it all next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.